There are two high-profile death penalty cases before courts in King County, and simultaneously, state lawmakers have introduced a bill that would abolish executions in Washington and replace them with life sentences. Now, similar efforts have failed in the past, but there are reasons to think that this year may be different. First of all, the effort to abolish the death penalty is a bipartisan effort. And secondly, it comes almost a year after Governor Jay Inslee imposed a moratorium on capital punishment. Republican Representative Maureen Walsh co-sponsored this bill, and she says part of her desire to abolish the death penalty just comes down to money.
It's just something that I think we spend a lot of money in an appeals process. I don't want to see money going to appeal a death penalty sentence for somebody. Let them sit in jail. Let them rot in jail, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't sound very compassionate on my part, but that's because I have great compassion for the families who are victimized by these horrible people. I remember years ago the Campbell case, and I remember being shocked to hear that in his ability to appeal his conviction, he went through $4 million of taxpayers' money, and that was more than a decade ago. And now we have cases, again, that rack up those types of bills.
Representative Walsh, is this going to be a tough sell with your Republican colleagues?
Oh, I suspect some of my folks are very concerned. This isn't really a partisan issue. I mean, but I think one of the biggest arguments is they're very concerned, and rightfully so, for the victims' families. And they think that maybe the death penalty brings them some type of closure or satisfaction. But to be honest with you, frankly, if they're able to appeal their death penalty conviction, oftentimes the family gets dragged back through those court proceedings during that appeals process. And, in their mind, it's kind of reliving or rehashing that memory all over again. And to me, it's almost, sentencing the family to incarceration to some degree, because this can go on for so long.
I'm speaking with Republican Representative Maureen Walsh, co-sponsor of a bipartisan bill which aims to abolish the death penalty, replacing it with a life sentence without any chance of parole. When it comes to convincing your Republican colleagues, what is the pitch you're going to make to them?
Again, I think that fiscal argument's always a good one for my Republicans. Republicans tend to be fiscally conservative. Also, I think one of the more compelling issues that's come to our attention in the last X number of years is the DNA evidence. We have gotten much more sophisticated with our DNA analysis, and the reality is we've actually let prisoners who have been incarcerated sometimes more than a decade or two, we've actually let them out because the new way that we analyze DNA has shown that these folks were wrongfully incarcerated. If you make a mistake based on DNA evidence and then you find out down the road that, you made that mistake, then I wonder how many people we've put to death in that regard. I would hope none, but frankly, I think the evidence issue alone is compelling enough to make the argument that the death penalty probably is something we should not have.
Representative Walsh, what's your read on the politics of this? Who's going to be harder to convince, Republicans or Democrats?
Again, I don't really think it's as partisan as people make it out to be. It's certainly a little tougher sell in my caucus for whatever reason, maybe just because the governor came out and said he wanted, didn't want to have that on his watch.
That's so interesting. So the governor is putting a moratorium on capital punishment, and he's a Democrat, may have pushed some of your Republican colleagues to just be on the other side of that?
Well, sometimes there's a little objection with the governor's policies with my caucus. But honestly, I believe there's at least another Republican signed on to this bill, and I know there were a couple more of them expressed an interest to do so, but again, have some trepidation.
How far along have you gotten in the past with this bill?
Not very far, but you know what? I don't think the expectation was to really shove it down anybody's throats either. I think the expectation with introducing that legislation a couple of years was basically to just open up the dialogue about this.
Why is this issue personally important to you?
I don't know that it is that personally important to me, honestly. I just think it warranted the discussion. I think it still continues to warrant discussion. And so I offered to go ahead and co-sponsor the bill again with Representative Carlisle. And I don't support the death penalty. I almost think it's a little bit Sharia's law, and to some degree, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But the reality is it is a discussion that we should be having. I do have the Walla Walla Penitentiary in my area, so I think folks kind of came to me as somebody who tends to be very bipartisan in my approach here. You know, I don't care if you have a D or an R behind your name. If you got a good idea and a piece of legislation I can support, I'll be happy to do that.
And she's Republican State Representative Maureen Walsh, co-sponsor of a bipartisan bill. It would abolish the death penalty and replace it with life imprisonment. The proposed bill would also require convicted felons to work in prison in order to pay restitution to the families of victims. 32 people have been sentenced to death in the state since 1981, and currently there are 9 men on death row in Washington State. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.